And socially, we believe of doing something for others, and yet by doing something for ourselves, we steal from others. And in the unfair allocation of resources, ultimately what we ought to demonstrate is that we can live a spirituality alone. And at last, we may realize that only by extinguishing any personal will, any spectrum of power is completely subdued. And poverty dressed with gold is the worst of miseries. And the only thing people should be phobic about is their own phobia. And all modern heroes go in self-retirement waiting to infiltrate in the first breaches of the empire. And to reverse our negative being, we ought to understand that at the source we turned harmful because we were harmed in the first place. And conservative people are not those who want to maintain in any way lost tradition, but those who are afraid of its evolution. And the best way to naturally take care of us is to naturally take care of others. And whether political or religious, any ideology is like a vehicle, and one should prefer to walk by foot. And at last, the real hero ought to step in to defend his offspring from the life-threatening ideologies. And the more humanity gets domesticated, the more it gets ready to commit its most barbaric acts. And in the autumn of our life, we shall harvest, and feeling satisfied, we shall get ready to give way to the winter. And culture as an ornament is the first one that ought to leave, while the spirit is the last one to stay. And the one thing to hinder the flow of life is any sort of top-down politics. And at last, the democratic will is exchanged for the total rage of the masses. And the worst of slavery is the one in which we get used to be robbed of our freedom little by little. And comparing ourselves to others is always a way to diminish the latter, while in fact is an act of self-lamentation. And by accepting the rules from above, we neglect the rules that conspark from right within us. And although we can forget about it, the basis for any worldly power is an aggressive predominance. And anyone enrolled in a regiment has an aspiration that goes beyond it, and it's out of this aspiration that partisans can live outside the regiment. And for the sake of being communicable, we ought to overly simplify ourselves, surprising others only with ever more bombastic effects. And it is not the condition that meets us at the moment of death, but the way we have adhered to a principle that makes us worth something. To be monastic is to live according to nature, and in this respect fulfill and not abstain from our natural duties. And while productivity should be only a phase to create a shelter to our spiritual endeavors, is kept on deteriorating it. And living according to nature, the only luxury we may have is to account on living according to nature. And one thing that we may know for sure is that paradises never last, and they may turn into total hells. And in the first place, it is only the architect who wants to go live in the unconstrained product of his own imagination. And by trying to achieve a perfect spirituality, we deviate from wasting our time in trying to be perfect in our worldly being. And in a binary system, we are invited to give yes and no answers, and yet the questions can never be too precise for that. And one is not really an artist if he or she doesn't appreciate the macabre struggle for survival. And having found our personal road to self-satisfaction, the only dissatisfying thing will be the mainstream road to it. If we only had the mood to sink with the solitude of nature, we'll find many companions. And the main blockage for any human evolution is a sense of pride for belonging to a social identity. And what is most amazing about humans is their way of being able to perpetrate a conventional truth through time and space. And the ultimate form of enslavement ought to guarantee a continuous and open exposure to nature. And like a mold, our life ought to be precarious, but only for at the end cast the ultimate steel for our ultimate journey. And the more an effort is dedicated, the more is worth to be remembered without any discriminations. And even the most beautiful system ought to have an ugly system within that deals with its production. And a greater good can only come after a greater amount of great evil. And poetry is any persistent manifestation of the feelings arising from our inner passion. This very manifestation ought to boost. When there is too little content to express, we emphasize its effect by working on its texture. And luxury is not necessarily just being rich, but having the privilege of being served. And the most authentic poetry is about rescuing life from an imminent catastrophe, and thus do not need to be celebrated. And at last, we're given a little biscuit to be locked in whatever naturally annihilating social institution. And paradoxically, we can only fully return to our nature by keeping at the same time below and above humanity. And like a natural flow, we shall slowly yet progressively get in touch with the whole of our universal surrounding. And to grow antique, all we have to do is to be shaped by nature and nature alone. And at last, even the most philanthropic ideology is ready to kill in order not to be hindered in its establishing purposes. And the best way to disarm authenticity is by forcing it to repeat itself. By trying to be our true self is the only way to avoid general stereotypes and avoid wars. And what that we as humans, as well as the all of humanity, lives is the stages of our progressive departure from nature. And the only way not to have to change ourselves every time there is a change is to be the change. And what we label as bias may be indeed the truth we try to keep out of our candid political correctness. And having developed a philosophical method, we shall sink back to nature and there become a milestone for the naturally detached, lost humans. And so it seems that the only way to gain authorship is to discuss the crisis related to be an author. And most frigid is most beautiful, yet we'll soon realize that it has nothing to reflect upon. And a fair society can only be the one created without any formal lobbies, where everyone always think of the common good. And intellectualism is just a mastering and remastering what others have already established as conventions. And the more society makes it easier for us, the more we have to make it difficult to create the new tragedy of our time.